visiting with Hartford boys basketball coach Colton Barrett here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you're 4-2, suffering your second loss of the season last night to Burlingame. Burlingame really impressive, especially with what they have. But you know, through six games, you played some good basketball, and you gotta be happy with the position you're in right now at 4-2.
Yeah, you know, I think early in the season, you know, we've done some really good things. We've learned a lot about our team. Obviously, we didn't get the results we wanted from last night matching up against Burlingame. We knew they'd be, you know, the best team we've seen so far. But, you know, being 4-2 in our first six games has put us in a good spot, especially with our sub-state standings and, you know, the future outlook of the season. We're really hopefully we could fix the things that we've been struggling on and keep building on, you know, a hot start for us.
Well, can you talk about who you're seeing strides from here in the first six games?
Yeah, you know, I think Corey Wilkerson's playing really well for us. Burlingame was able to take him out of the game last night, which really, you know, was a struggle for us. I think when he's going, that really helps our team. I think Oliver Smith, our senior, he's our sixth man this year. He's really brought some energy off the bench for us, and he's been huge in a couple of our wins to get the momentum and do the dirty work, get on the floor, rebound, bring the effort. He's really excelled in that for us this year, which is nice. I think we've had some good play from Nolan Trester, our other senior. You know, his scoring output is up from last year. He's rebounding the ball for us. He's playing huge minutes for us right now with some other kids getting in foul trouble early on in the beginning of the season. So, you know, our two seniors have really taken it upon themselves to help lead this group. You know, we start three sophomores, so it's really important for our upperclassmen to be able to be that leadership role for us, and they've done a really nice job so far.
How big was it to win the Valley Tournament at Melbourne last week?
You know, I think, you know, anytime you get to play in a tournament and you get to play in a championship game, it's big for a program. I thought the guys did really well. I thought, you know, in that championship game, I thought we played really good for three quarters. You know, we battled through some early foul trouble. Some guys had to step up. We had to play some freshmen in that game. Built a big lead. We didn't finish the game how we wanted. Kind of got sloppy towards the end. But you know that, you know, like I said, anytime you have a chance to play for a championship and get that experience and play for something like that is good for the program. And I think the guys really bought in and, you know, cherished that week. And, you know, hopefully we can continue how we played that week and we can continue it on this week.
How big is the rest of this week for your guys, you know, trying to get another win heading into the holiday break at 5-2, if you guys can defeat Melbourne again coming up on Friday? 5-2 would sound pretty good heading into the holiday break.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, obviously you want to win every game you're in, and we didn't play our best last night, and I think our guys are motivated to end, you know, in this last game before the break on a high note. I know that, you know, it left a sour taste in our mouths with how we performed in the first quarter. Pretty much the first half last night. So it'd be huge for us. You know, we play seven games before the break. That's a lot. So I know that, you know, our legs aren't there. And, you know, if we can get a win, you know, this coming Friday, that'd be huge going for the break for sure.
Visiting with Hartford boys basketball coach Colton Barrett here on the Area Coach's Corner. And you head back to Melbourne on Friday to take on Meredithine Valley, who you guys beat last Friday. Then, of course, the holiday break comes. You have Northern Heights coming up on that Tuesday on the 7th. Then you go to Lebo. And then on the 14th, you'll go to Opie. So good challenges again these next couple of games.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you know, playing Melbourne two times in 7 days is a challenge in itself. You know, our guys know there's a lot of things we can work on. There's a lot of things that they know they can do better. This will be the second time we've faced the team two times in a week stretch. So hopefully we're ready for that. And, you know, the LCL is unforgiving. So, you know, you can't have a bad week and turn around and think it's going to get easier. So our guys know that. And, you know, just overall, you know, you know, heading into Melbourne Friday and then, you know, having Christmas break and be able to maybe get back in the gym a little bit more than we have been, will be beneficial for us going into, you know, the heart of that LCL schedule.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday at Meredith Zine. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Best of luck coming up in your three games in January with Northern Heights, Lebo, and Opie. Talk to you again on January 15th.
All right, thanks for having me.
That is Hartford boys basketball coach Colton Barrett joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Hartford State Bank on Country 101.7 FM.